is hyperlinks. And a hyperlink is a link from an electronic document to another file or document. And it's usually activated by clicking on a highlighted word or image on the screen. So you see here on this slide, there are the sort of blue links there that take the reader to the clerk's record or to cited authority. And these are two of the most commonly cited two sources that practitioners typically add hyperlinks to. Some practitioners also add appendices to their electronic briefs, and they can sort of link back to those. So there might be an interesting exhibit from trial that you think is really pivotal to your argument, or maybe a piece of case law or statute that you really want the court to review. So you could include a hyperlink to one of those things. However, one thing to keep in mind with hyperlinks is that studies have shown that when people read digital content with embedded hyperlinks, they retain less information than those who read the same material in printed form. Even when people don't actually click on the links, they retain less because the mere existence of the links is a distraction. So one possible compromise with this might be to think only on things that are really critical to your argument. So if there's like an exhibit that you really don't think the court would visit unless you add a link to it, that might be something. Or, you know, a case that you really, really want them to read, that might be something, rather than simply just as a matter of course linking to every single authority or site record that you provide. Number three is typography. And typography is the style, arrangement, or appearance of types that matter. So with the advent of digital technology, it's become a lot easier for us to play around with the typography of our documents. So if you compare it, for example, to a typewriter or, God forbid, a printing press, it's just a lot easier to change the style and appearance of the typeset material that we use. So I have an example here from a case called Stouffer versus Union Pacific Railroad Company. And this was a suit that involved a claim for wrongful death and damages when a train crashed into a parade float that was carrying wounded veterans and their spouses. So the allegation here was that the crash was caused by Union Pacific's violation of federal regulations. And the bottom line issue was basically how much warning time was required in the statute. So here I have a little section from the petitioner's brief on the merits, and the statute is provided, or part of the statute is provided in that brief, and it says that the warning system must be maintained to activating in accordance with the design, but no less than 20 seconds warning time. And the petitioner here argues that the Court of Appeals effectively changed the statute to say that the warning system had to activate within 20 seconds of warning time. So you can see here how the petitioner used red text and strike through to kind of make the point that the Court of Appeals had judicially rewritten the statute in a particular way. It's a very sort of condensed way of showing the court, the Supreme Court, what they thought the appellate court had done wrong. And as I've said before, I have wonderful colleagues at the Travis County Attorney's Office, and specifically within the appellate section. So before this presentation, I was lucky enough to get some feedback on the paper that I prepared. And Holly Taylor, who is our team lead, is one who knows the rules backwards and forwards. And she brought out a good point, which is that it's possible that this red typography actually could violate TRAP Rule 9.4, which requires the use of a distinct black image, which is an interesting point. Maybe a court of appeals would overlook that in the interest of justice based on the sort of interest that this provides to the brief. But it is a good reminder to sort of always be mindful of the rules, even when we're getting creative on these kinds of things. Another example of creative use of typography comes from this case, Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport Board versus Visint Technology. And this was a suit for breach of contract. In it, the plaintiff was admitting that the airport board had paid the maximum fee under the contract, but they were alleging that the board always goes above that. The argument by the board, in turn, was that because the claim sought an amount that was beyond the amount in the contract, immunity had not been waived and the lawsuit needed to be dismissed. So in their brief in the Supreme Court of Texas, the board highlighted two specific things. In the yellow box, you'll see that it's got Visint compensation under this agreement shall not exceed $50,000. And then in the bright blue box, you'll see another highlighted section that's from their admissions and discovery, where the plaintiff admits that the defendant had paid the maximum $50,000. So These really bright boxes highlight the bottom line of their argument from two pretty key sources in the record. Number four, charts and graphs. Charts and graphs have been used for a long time to demonstrate relationships between data in fields like the sciences and the business world. But now, because they can be so easily inserted into appellate briefs and legal documents, they can also be used more readily by law practitioners. So the example I have of charts and graphs to illustrate relationships and comes from a criminal case. And this is a criminal case from COVID times. This is one that Judge Newell also mentioned in his presentation. And in this case, the defendant had said that he was willing to waive jury argument. And the state did not agree, jury trial, sorry about that. The state did not agree. But the trial court suspended Code of Criminal Procedure 1.13 and cited the Supreme Court's emergency orders and granted a bench trial to the defendant. So on in their brief, the responding trial court included information about the nature of the pandemic. So they wrote, in the last 2 years, the number of cases pending more than 12 months has increased 150% from 38 to 57. This data is represented by the following table.